The two words that change everything. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The attacks in Charlottesville and Las Vegas are still very puzzling to us. We're still not quite sure what to do about them. But the attack in New York last night was very quickly diagnosed by a number of commentators because of two words. Fox claimed to have been the first to report those words.
Multiple law enforcement sources told me that they did hear this man or someone heard this man yell, Allah Akbar, when he exited that truck.
For Pam Geller, probably New York's best-known activist against radical Islam, the suspect's name provided confirmation.
And his last name was Saifullah, which means sword of Allah.
And just like that, there was no longer any mystery about motive or how to respond.
The fight, in many ways, starts overseas.
It's not about the truck. It's about the ideology.
That was all on the Hannity broadcast on Fox, one of the president's favorites. And sure enough, at the half-hour mark came the White House tweet. I have just ordered Homeland Security to step up our already extreme vetting program, unquote. And so we will soon be seeing a level of vetting so extreme, there isn't even a word for it yet. And meanwhile, a few blocks away,
welcome back to our coverage of the Village Halloween Parade once again.
The 44th annual West Village Halloween Parade went on as usual, with the crazy costumes.
What are you, my friend?
Jesus and drag!
People from all over the world.
I come from Paris. It's very funny. I love it.
And a determination not to be intimidated.
This is New York. I work here every day and I feel safe.
People are strong and they're out here to fight back.
Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.